At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, more of a traditional start today. It's the post-game podcast. What's up, Al?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. Sometimes there are days where I just have random thoughts, and then I have this...
And you jot them
down. I jot them down on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I actually use an app that Howard Stern talked about many years ago, and the app is called Brain Toss.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just open the app and leave yourself a note. I mean, I'm sure you could do that on another thing, but it's quick, and what it does is you leave a quick like voice note, and it emails it to you.
Oh, that's cool.
So then in the morning, when I look at my emails, I have all my things up there. So I had two things. I don't know why I was thinking about this on my ride in this morning. There are two things happened on my ride in that popped in my head. One, and I thought about this with Boomer in particular. When Boomer meets people, when you go to shake hands, everyone shakes hands with their right hand.
Yeah.
Even though Boomer's a lefty. And I wonder if you get used to that as a lefty. Because if I were to come up to you with my left hand...
It'd be very weird.
You would feel your hand would feel weird.
The handshake is right hand to right hand.
Yeah.
I wonder where that started.
But I'm saying like that's not a lefty's dominant hand.
No.
And if you shook hands with your left hand, that would feel weird to you.
It's interesting though. Like I feel like lefties are almost, what's the word when you can use a...
Ambidextrous.
Amphibious. Right. Like my dad, I'm trying to think, throws lefty. But he swings a baseball bat and a golf club righty. And so he writes lefty, but can do everything. It's weird.
I think because our world is righty dominant.
Maybe that's what it is.
That even if you are a lefty, a lot of the stuff in the world is more comfortably done right-handed. So you're right. You're probably a lefty is better at doing things with their right hand than a righty is at doing things with their left hand.
I've tried swinging a golf club left-handed.
Yeah.
I mean, so it's funny. When you, let's say, for instance, Chris McMonagle's back, everybody.
In the house.
Let's say, for instance, you're good at baseball or softball, and then you see someone, or golf for that matter, and then you see someone like learning the swing, and they're just not getting it. Or you see someone, a beginner in golf, and they can't hit the ball. And you sit there and say, it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Then you turn around and try and do it your non-dominant way. And you realize very quickly, whoa, the coordination that some people don't have. But it does seem like the lefties have more coordination from both of their arms than righties do. I agree. Yeah. I think you're right about that.
I used to try every once in a while when I would play wiffle ball to swing left from the left side. And I could do it sometimes, but it felt completely different.
Yep.
And I wonder, do you think baseball players, pro baseball players, that are switch hitters, that it feels the same from both sides of the
plate? Longer they work at it, the more normal it feels. Yeah, I do think so. I do.
Like it just felt like to me like a like you're seeing the ball different, which is what you want if you got a righty pitcher on the mound.
Gives you the advantage.
Yeah.
Not that it's a huge advantage, but it is an advantage, especially if you're like Francisco Lindor, I think most people would tell you is a much better left-handed hitter than right-handed. But we also haven't seen, at least I haven't, We haven't seen Lindor as a lefty batter exclusively against lefty pitching either. So he's not the best right-handed batter, but it might be a lot better than he would be when he's facing lefties as a lefty hitter. I don't know. But I do think it gets more normal. The more you do anything, you get better at it, and it does feel normal.
But I also feel like power hitters are mostly one side. Which
usually, yes.
Surprised me, and not knowing this guy until I saw him against the Yankees these last few nights, that Cal Raleigh is a switch hitter.
Yeah.
With that much power, I'm like, that's...
And right now, the most home runs in baseball.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Try to think of other switch hitting power hitters. I'm sure there are plenty that I'm not thinking of. But you're right, top of mind, the ones that I think of are the Canseco's, the Maguires.
Yeah, all the steroid guys were...
Bonds.
You're hitting from one side of the plate.
Judge is a right-handed batter. Pujols was just a righty batter. Again, those are the big names that come to mind immediately.
Non-steroid Griffey was a
lefty.
He wasn't a steroid guy, but he was one side of the
plate. A-Rod batted righty.
Yeah.
Dave Winfield was a right-handed batter. And bat lefty.
Dave Kingman, Jerry.
That's it. Your guy, Dave Kingman.
Ooh. The other thing I thought of on my ride into work today was when I came off the New Jersey Turnpike and I come down the, what's that thing they call that? The extension?
Turnpike extension.
Yeah. And you go down and you get the light before you can get to all those lights before you hit the Holland Tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And that one light is always so long. So I do a lot of observing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pretty new Wendy's.
Yes.
Open all night,
yep.
Drive up only.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me thinking that has got to be the worst job to have.
The overnight Wendy's drive through.
Not Wendy's in particular, but the overnight fast food worker.
Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of drunks, I would bet.
Dealing with a lot of lunatics.
Yep.
It's terrible hours.
Yeah.
You're probably not working with even a is there one person only working in there? You know what I mean?
No, there's got to be more than one. Someone's got to be cooking the food.
So you think there's two people?
Yeah, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because there's even open all night. Not Taco Bell. There's a McDonald's open all night in the town next to me. Neptune, I think it is.
Yep.
That I drive by. And I gotta tell you, sometimes I'm like, there's a line.
Busy.
It's 3 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday. There's four people in line.
Forget four people. I tell you, on Route 22, there's a McDonald's. Yeah. Sometimes there's seven cars in line.
I've seen that one.
The hell?
I actually, when I was going that way to work for a while, I remember passing by one day and doing a double take at my watch. Does this say Wednesday at 3:30 a.m.?
Yes, it does.
And there's a line?
Yeah. Yeah. It's remarkable, actually. Two things. One, we live in an age where there is no clock anymore, and people work all different hours.
Yeah.
So it is very possible that a lot of those people are either getting off shift, working late nights, and their day is just different than ours. B, we have a lot of pigs in the world that are just out late, that are hungry, and it's popular. You know, it's just what it is.
Yeah, there used to be, I know, I'm sure they still exist, but when I was living in Tampa at the time, there were bars that were known as shift worker bars.
Mm-hmm.
So you drive by a bar at 6 a.m, it'd be crowded. You'd be like, look at these losers.
No.
They all just got off work and they're hanging out, having a beer and then going home.
When I worked overnights at Pathmark back in the day, stocking shelves, my shift was 11 to 7:30. And there was one, I only went a few times. I never went a lot. But a lot of those guys I worked with went, and the bar's not even there. I'll even give it a pop for an old bar that's gone. It was on Cliffwood Avenue in Lawrence Harbor, Mattawan area, right by exit 120. And it was right there on the corner. It's now gone. It's now a Wawa. But I went there a few times with the guys. So you have to be closed for a couple of hours. No bar, I think, can be 24 hours. This bar, I believe, closed at 5 and opened at 7 in time for the shift workers. And we would get there at 7:45. And those guys, I would go for a drink and then I would go home. Some of those guys would sit there. It was it was the end of their night.
Yeah.
And they would stay there till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning and then go home and go to sleep and then come to work. But that, very popular. And you're right. You drive by, who is drinking alcohol at 8 a.m.? Well, guys whose work day is 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Yeah. Nurses, hospital workers, anybody that's working any place that's open 24
Never
hours.
Never any women.
No women.
I would say I probably did that three times, maybe four. I don't ever remember seeing a woman in that bar.
It was more of a guy thing.
It was sad, lonely men, honestly.
But I wonder, like, the overnight fast food worker.
Yeah.
Why they choose that? Because you would think if you could get an overnight fast food job, you could get an overnight Pathmark job,
sure,
or an overnight Walgreens job or a regular nighttime Walgreens, CVS. I always wondered why people chose fast food to work at.
Well, maybe because it's, you would think, quiet. Maybe because there's an overnight differential where you make a little bit more money.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's easy to get.
I know as kids, like if it's going to be your first job,
right,
you go where your friends go, right?
But you're not having a 15-year-old working overnights.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You'd be like, oh, I'm in high school. I'm looking for a part-time job. My friends work at McDonald's. I'll go work at McDonald's. Or my friends work at Walgreens. I'll go work at Walgreens.
My only guess would be you can get those jobs, I would think, relatively quickly.
Yeah.
And when I say get them, I mean get them and start. I don't know that from the time you go for the interview, it takes a month to get going. You might be able to go interview, fill out the application, and start 3 days later. For some people that need the paycheck quickly, you know, maybe they get roped in or trapped. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go through the drive through tomorrow on my way in and ask a bunch of questions.
If you could get me a couple of cheeseburgers, not the doubles, just the old dollar cheeseburgers.
Regular.
That'd be fabulous.
Through the Wendy's.
Be like old times with Craig. Bring in some food at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
The leftover burgers.
Yeah, get a little food going here, Jerry. Like old times.
Every time I get bagels, I'm not even joking. Most Sunday mornings when I get in the car to go get bagels, I'm always like, time to go get some bagels up in the son of a bitch. Craig used to do that.
Yeah.
He used to love the bagel delivery.
Oh, my gosh. He would get so many bagels.
Oh, I know. It would be six of us, and he would get literally 24 bagels.
Craig would spend, because I used to see the receipt, he'd spend at least $85 a morning.
Yeah.
On bagels.
And for a while, it was every morning.
Cheese, lox. Yeah.
So true.
And then on Fridays, we used to come in there, he'd get pizza.
Pizza Fridays.
At like 5:15, we'd be eating pizza.
We were getting whatever. And it was fun because some Fridays it would be two pies that were plain. And then some days it would be one slice that's got chicken on it. One slice that's got pineapples. This one's got onions. What is this, Craig? It's what they had left.
Oh my gosh. Eddie's favorite thing that Craig ordered in the middle of the night was Dungeness crabs. I'm not even sure what that means.
Where are they coming from?
I just know they were in like a plastic container.
Ugh.
Cooked Dungeness crabs, whatever that even means.
Gross.
Then for a while, he was on the kick with the pizza that had no cheese on it.
Yes.
It was just sauce.
Yes. Which I do like.
It was interesting because the sauce was cold.
Yeah.
And the crust was warm.
Yep.
That was a good one, though.
That was good. I actually do like that.
Yeah.
And they're usually square pie. Usually by me, there's a place that does it. It's a square pie.
Yeah.
Like that, which is cool, too.
Yeah. This one, maybe it was a square pie as well. The other thing I was thinking yesterday while I was walking my dog randomly, I don't know why I thought of my SATs.
Okay.
I did really bad.
So did I. Horrible.
Like embarrassing numbers. Yep. Part of me wants to do an SAT
now
do-over. So then when people can say, what'd you get on your SATs, I give them the new number.
So do it.
Because I feel like I would do much better.
It'd be so funny. You showing up with a bunch of 16-year-old pimple-faced kids. And here comes Al. Oh, mister, are you the instructor? No, I'm taking the SAT.
No, it's a little redemption.
I want to go to Harvard.
I took these. If I graduated high school in 87, I had to probably take them in 85, 86.
Okay.
So how many years later is that? 40? 40 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I would do so much better.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I really don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think standard testing, I don't know.
Well, here's what I wouldn't do. I would probably do worse on math section.
Well, it's a big part of it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
I want you to do this now. This would be hilarious. Hey, look, I got a 440.
I did so bad on the SATs, right? But then I went to community college and transferred to Kane.
Right. So it doesn't matter. It
doesn't matter.
I don't even think my older son took, because he was always going to community college. And I don't even think he took the SATs. I don't think.
Then I got into graduate school at Indiana State. I was accepted, all the stuff. They said, we need to have a GRE score on record. We don't care what your score is.
Right.
You have to take the test. You have to put the... I actually studied for this one summer, the summer before I went. I said, Jerry, I did so bad. Even on that.
What is a GRD test?
GRE It was for graduate school entrance.
Okay.
I guess it was very similar to SAT, but probably harder because it was now your graduate school. Horrendous.
And they still took you.
Well, they already took me before. They just said, you have to have a score by, you know, August 30th or whatever it is. It was terrible.
It's embarrassing, isn't it? It
really embarrassing.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I wonder, like, if I took an IQ test right now, would I be stupid? Because I don't feel stupid.
Well, there's two different. There's book smart. There's, for lack of a better term, street smart, like everyday smart.
Yeah.
And then there's all of it. I mean, I'm not book. I was never book smart. Not at all. I was very good at math.
Yeah.
Math. I don't know why math came relatively easy to me, and I liked U.S. history. All the foreign stuff and the old age stuff, you know, the going back to the 12 and 13,
yeah.
Who gives a crap about that? So when I would have to take world history and then the professor would start by saying, and 15, I'm like, oh my God, who cares? But I loved U.S. history. I liked math. I didn't give a crap about science or biology. I just didn't. I don't know why. So I was like a very borderline, very average student. What I liked, I got good grades in. What I didn't, it was a struggle.
Yeah, that U.S. history, I remember like looking in the, like, and I guess I had history classes in eighth grade and in, there was probably one in high school. But I remember like looking at the book when I first got the book and then near towards the end of the book, it would be like Vietnam, things I was actually interested in. Like my father, your father was in Vietnam.
Yep.
Okay. This is more recent. I'd like to know what went on in Vietnam. We never would get to it.
You started in 1710.
Yeah.
And the school year ended and you were only in 1890.
Right. It was very poorly laid out.
Yeah.
So we never would get to things that seemed more relevant.
See, we never had that issue. I would say my first U.S. history class was in sixth grade. And then I had it in seventh grade. I didn't have it in eighth. I had it 4 years in high school. And then I started taking it in college too.
Wow.
I really did enjoy it. And now you would think I would know more for as much as I took it. I've forgotten more than I remember. But I did really, there was a time when I went to Jersey City State College, which is what it was called then, where I contemplated a double major. That if this didn't work out, I wanted to be a U.S. history teacher and be like a coach, a high school coach. That was like my alternate plan, though I never did double major in it. But I thought that would be a fun way to go.
So you'd be like a history teacher during the day, then after school.
Coach.
Coach Recco.
Yeah.
What do you think you would have wanted to coach?
Oh, baseball for sure. Baseball and at that time, maybe still football. Because I did play a few years of Pop Warner football. I played 1 year in high school before I fractured my knee and I never went back to it, but I still loved it. And that would have only been, 5-6 years from still playing it. So maybe I would have tried to have been like an assistant football coach in the fall as well.
Does high school football have like linebackers coach?
I don't know the answer to that. My kids never got involved. How many coaches are on a high school staff?
Are they specific or are they just called assistant coaches?
I don't know.
Like, is there a defensive coordinator for Colonia High School?
That I would think so. I would think you probably have a head coach who is then responsible for either the offense or the defense. And you probably have, I would think, a coach for the other side. But you'd have to ask someone. I don't know.
Special teams, high school coach. No way.
I don't know. I really don't know. We were, as freshmen, we worked on special teams. I was the placeholder. For the place kicker. So my God, I actually remember the kid's name. Rich Pavlak was our place kicker. He could kick the ball. And I used to, until I got hurt, I used to put it down, spin the laces. Used to do all that. We used to practice that almost every day at the end of practice.
I bet in places where high school football is huge, like Texas, I bet you they got linebacker coach.
I'm sure they do.
Cornerbacks coach.
You know who was one of the best coaches in Texas right now? Or I shouldn't say that because who knows if they're... The most successful coaches right now in Texas high school football is Jason Witten.
Is that right?
After his failed Monday Night Football
Cam.
Yes. He went, I think, to coach his kids, I believe. I think he's been a very successful high school football coach in Texas.
That's cool.
I think state championships, I think.
Is that right?
I think so. Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure, anyway.
They would try to get on that staff down there.
I don't know.
As some sort of...
I would move to Texas. My wife would not.
Yeah, Texas is a big... It's a big spot.
It is a big spot. But You know, like it's interesting, though, because you think of Texas, you think farms and horses, and that is all very true. By the way, currently the head coach at Liberty Christian School, they won back-to-back TAPS Division II state championships in 23 and 24, whatever TAPS means. I'm sure Texas something. Yeah, and
hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All of that is true with the horses and the land and the oil and 100% true. But boy, there are some places like in Arlington and near Dallas that there's so many people from the Northeast that live there now. It's real. Like when I went there, I took my son to one of the Cowboy games I did, and the Dallas Stars played the night before. So we went to the American Airlines Arena, I think is what it's called. They have this great area where you've got the arena here, but there's like this plaza in front of it with bars and restaurants on the side, and they do all sorts of cool things on game day. And so we went into one of those like beer house, sports bar and grill places, and it's sitting across from us with these four guys from New Jersey. That I took pictures with them because they were fans of the show. They had just moved out there because all their friends had moved out there. And it's like we were in this sea of Union County guys. It was crazy.
Yeah, I wish there was like a map or something you could see. Like for people who have lived in New York or New Jersey for at least 20 years and now moved somewhere else, right, where are they on the map? Of course, Florida would be huge.
Yeah.
Certain sections of Florida. Sure. Texas.
Carolinas.
Yep. Trying to think where else.
I don't know.
A lot of people.
A lot. I think you got a lot of people from this area in Arizona now.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, Arizona.
That's definitely a retirement and a relocation spot. Vegas too, yeah.
Nashville area.
No, you think it's a relocation?
I feel like people are going there because of the no tax.
Yeah, it might be right.
No state income tax.
Yeah. But then why is this place so damn crowded if everybody's leaving?
I don't know.
I can't even drive around my town anymore.
And it's like,
where
did
everybody come from?
Yeah.
Now, there are times when we get home at 11:30 in the morning. It's lovely. But, man, by 3 o'clock, it's like the world is awake. Everyone's out of school and work. And, like, you can't even. Sometimes I'm in, like, I played golf with my younger son yesterday. So we started at 1. We got done at 5. We were 40 minutes away up to 87. And I told him, like, dude, this is going to be a ride home. He's like, what do you mean? I'm like, 38 minutes to get here, this is going to be an hour and a half. And it was like an hour 20. You know, one of the worst parts of the ride was when I got off the goddamn Garden State Parkway when I thought I was home and the map thing is still red for the next 2 miles to get home.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
I hate the red map thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah, very difficult.
Pisses me off.
A lot of people.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. I did that with CeeLo. Now.
All right, so just quickly, because we're not going to do a post-game podcast tomorrow, but you got the warm-up show tomorrow with Peter, which will be posted. Next week, me and Eddie, I can't do on Monday. It'll be me and Eddie Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday with a post-game podcast. But I will do the warm-up show Monday the way I usually do it.
Okay.
And then we'll go from there. So we'll take calls in the morning at 5 a.m. at 5:25. Four calls.
Oh, on Monday.
Because you're gone. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're saying when you do the warm-up.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So there you go. Now,
hi, Jerry.
Goodbye.
So...
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I'm Emma Grede, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grede, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.